Hello everyone, bienvenue sur mon blog langlaispourtous.com. Let me introduce you to my mother Ruth. She will give her testimony about her arrival in France in 1969 and what she's learned from being an expat in France ever since. How did it all start?
I was raised in a British-Canadian family. All my grandparents came from England or Scotland. As I grew up, I learned all about the British Isles, and my schooling in Northern Ontario taught me more about the kings and queens of England and the British culture. I had the dream of one day visiting Europe and seeing everything for myself. When I finished high school and started to work, I planned with my girlfriend Linda to go traveling in Europe. However, she bought a car and didn't have the money to travel. I shared my dream with another girlfriend, Carolyn, and then a third one, Lois. They also bought cars and decided not to come with me. I learned perseverance as I was determined to visit Europe. Several years later, I was scheduled with a team of young adults to go to France and work for 2 years in the city of Lyon. My high school training hadn't prepared me for learning a new language, however. I joke now about thinking we, O-U-I, was spelled we, W-E, as unlike a lot of Canadians, I didn't learn French in high school.
When you arrived in France, what did you learn?
It was quite an adventure, therefore, for me to arrive in France, not knowing the language. But I learned quickly and learned also to love the French. I actually married one. What have I learned about being in a foreign country? Well, I have learned that you have to be able to laugh at yourself, especially when learning a new language. You mustn't be shy if you want to learn quickly, even if you do make mistakes. Others make mistakes also. I can remember trying to buy wax paper in a small local grocery store, and they showed me every type of paper they had in the shop. Toilet paper, aluminum foil, paper towels, etc. I finally found out that wax paper is not available in France. A friend who shared an apartment with me, also from Canada, asked for raisins in a supermarket, and they took her into a storage room and showed her the washroom. So it's fun to learn a new language. We had a lot of laughs. I also learned about the French culture, the fact that the French love to complain about anything and everything. In Canada, at least when I was growing up, people were more or less tolerant of others, polite and respectful. I was surprised that this is not always the case in France. There is also a lot of red tape to go through for legal documents. In Canada, people tend to believe you, and there is a lot less stress, or so I've been told.
And finally, what conclusion can you make?
Well, I have made many friends now in France, and have been living here for quite a number of years. Our children were born and raised here, and I learned that the school system is quite difficult and demanding, much more so than in Canada. I have learned that there are good things and bad things about every country. For example, I can remember my mother, following a visit to France, saying that it would be nice if they could have such good bread and such delicious ham in Canada. Our son, who now lives in Canada, misses the French cheese and saucisson. However, I haven't learned to like snails and oysters. On my trips to England, I had to learn to drive on the other side of the road, but I was relieved to be able to drive on the right side in France. So, no one country is better than another. They have different priorities and different customs, but if you really want to do so, you can feel at home just about anywhere.
Thank you, Mom, for sharing your experience as an expat in France.
You're welcome.
Merci de nous avoir écoutés. C'était Elisabeth du blog langlaispourtous.com.